This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Club for Richer Nations, known as the Group of Eight, is holding a summit in the UK. So-called tax avoidance is a top issue, and there's a push for a vast new free trade zone. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus is there as the G8 leaders gathered in Northern Ireland. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the two sides hoping to accomplish with regards to this US-EU trade deal?
Well, look, this is a trade deal between two massive economic powerhouses. For all of Europe's immediate problems, it's still a very important economic player. So clearly this offers potentially huge benefits for both sides. It's been a bit of a struggle to get even to the launch pad, to the gates, as it were. But the decision now to clear the way to be able to launch these negotiations is, I think, important for both sets of economies.
A short time frame here. David Cameron was talking about maybe 2 years for a deal. What are some of the obstacles?
This is, as you can imagine, hugely complex. We've seen even in the run-up to this, the disagreements over the French entertainment and film industry and so on. So there are a whole range of key economic sectors where there are problems, where things are going to have to be harmonized. It's not going to be at all easy. 2 years, I suppose, for many people may sound like a very long time. But in terms of the complexity of this kind of debate, it's actually quite a tall order.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus in Northern Ireland. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A pleasure.